Michael, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on the program.
So for those of us who don't know, you know, exactly how these self-driving cars work, how do the sensors respond to unpredictable obstacles like pedestrians?
So it's a combination of the sensors like lasers, radar and cameras, and the software that decides what the car should do. And that system altogether tries to make the best decision to avoid hitting people, other cars, slow down at traffic lights and so forth.
And so in a situation, I guess, like this unfortunate one over in the States where it sounds like a woman has stepped out in front of the cars, what are the reaction times usually like?
So the raw reaction time of a self-driving car, just in terms of the sensors and the algorithms, is usually pretty good. It can be faster than a human. But the problem is that most situations that occur in driving aren't black and white. So sometimes you might be in a situation where the car has insufficient information to make a decision straight away.
And you're right. Nothing about it does seem black and white. And I feel like it's been the attitude that it was only a matter of time until somebody was unfortunately killed by one of these autonomous cars. Do we know? I know it's a broad question, but do we have a vague idea of, I guess, who would be responsible for this crash that has happened?
This is a very important topic, which has not been locked down in all sort of legislations and countries. Some people think the manufacturer should be. Some people think the driver should be. It also depends on what mode the car is operating in. Some modes, the car requires a human to be able to take over when it gets in a situation it can't sort out itself. And some modes, you don't even have a steering wheel. And obviously, in that mode, the driver or passenger in the car can't do anything, so it's unlikely they would be liable.
It does seem like a logistics nightmare, to be honest, trying to, I guess, untangle any sort of responsibility, especially in this situation where, you know, as I said, it does sound like, unfortunately, this woman has stepped out in front of a car when she wasn't near a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, with all these incidents, I guess we have to be really careful because usually some of the information that initially comes out is later shown to be wrong or misleading. So I think talking generally about the situation, yes, it's very complex. There's a lot of very clever, very motivated people working on how to attribute blame when bad things happen. And if you think back to when cars were first introduced, you did have some of the same problems with human drivers and splitting sort of fault between different people involved in an accident. So there are ways to sort it out. It will just take some time to get it just right.
And so, I guess, thus far with the information we do have, how are driverless cars comparing to human drivers?
So this is where there's a lot of hype and a lot of misinformation. So some people will say that they're far better than humans already. That's sort of true in certain areas, maybe in terms of highway driving, they don't get tired. But they're also much worse than humans in sort of situations where you have to think about what's happening in the scene, work out how to react appropriately. So the way that self-driving cars fail currently is different to how humans fail when they have accidents. And that makes comparing them a little bit challenging.
And so moving forward, you know, how do we continue the testing of this technology in light of this incident that has happened?
So one of the things that was being debated even before this tragic accident today was how quickly sort of governments were or weren't allowing companies and startups to start testing these cars. There will obviously be some pushback now against some of the states, I guess, which have been very open to testing, where perhaps the responsibility for making the car safe has been upon the company testing it rather than the government. And it will be very interesting to see where we are in 6 months or 12 months from now.